T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Who did we offend at NFL Network? Who did we make mad at NFL Network for this to be what they're showing on TV today? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. For whatever reason on NFL Network right now, 1 o'clock on a random Wednesday, they decided they'd show the 2022 game.
Yes.
The Week 8 matchup between the Falcons and the
P.J. Walker,
the
baby.
P.J. Walker-led Panthers. So if you want to tune in and relive some of the Marcus Mariota experience and also watch the Falcons lose on a Hail Mary, right?
Oh,
that's how this
God.
Game ended?
Remember, didn't he roll or scrabble or something like that and hit D.J. Moore for a long touchdown or something like that?
Yeah. That was how it ended, right? Yeah. That was like the end of the game. He scrambled left, just let it fly, and that was it.
Wow.
Now, this isn't the one where Mariota throws it on his back.
No, that was the game
that
with Duke Bell.
That was a
Thursday night game.
Yeah, that was in Charlotte.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mariota just threw an interception.
Second play of the game. Oh, boy.
I'll say this. I don't know how good Cousins is going to be. Yeah. I don't know with the Falcons. I mean, I think they're going to be really good next year. Yeah. Certainly a hell of a lot better. Boy, is it going to be nice to not watch that.
Yes. Yes.
And what's crazy is that was even better than what we watched last year.
Yeah. How Mike Bell say, how desperate, hard times, baby.
Was.
Hard damn times.
It was. If there's such a thing as hard
right
times
there,
watching your team play.
You don't know what hard times are. Yeah. That is.
If there's such a thing, you know, in context and comparison and all that kind of stuff, whatever. Yeah. It's been, been a tough couple of years, man. It's going to be better than that next year. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, dog. I think that.
But if you just want to relive what it was like, you could tune on NFL Network right now and watch Marcus Mariota in the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, dog. And I understand that, you know, when you look at where this team has been, I mean, they've not won more than 7 games, 6 straight seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you want to believe that this team is going to be different. I never said this team was going to be better last year. I said they should be. I kept saying should. This team this year will be better. And I'm not talking about they'll win 8 games.
Not semantics.
They will win next year. They will win at least 3 more games. So they will be somewhere 10-7 next year. I do believe that. Just because of what I've watched, and it hasn't been perfect by all imaginations as far as the offense, the production, the defense, with a lack of sacks and everything like that. But I do believe comparable quarterback play these 2 seasons will be the win in the South.
Yeah. No,
this season included.
Yeah, yeah.
This season included. As bad as the team is around Marcus Mariota,
sure.
With Kirk Cousins on this team, they would have won at least 2 more games.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah,
they would have been in the playoffs. Now, again, I'm with you on that. I don't have any problem saying that on record and having that be an opinion.
Right.
But that's also, like, that's not good enough.
No.
Like, okay, being better and going, you know, like, all right, cool. Like, just spent a whole bunch of money on a guy who's 36 years old, not just to be 2 games better, right? You're trying to be really better. Yeah. You're trying to really win some games. And I hope that's what happens. I'm willing to, like, my, I don't know, as hot as my take is willing to get right now before
I see them play,
10. They should be able to win 10. And then if I see them play, and who knows, maybe the offense looks incredible, and maybe they add the right guys on defense, and it comes together, then it can sort of go up from there. But that's where the floor is for me.
I agree.
You better win 10 games.
Yeah,
otherwise, what are we doing?
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think this is a 10-win football team. Considering the at pass rusher and all of the things. But, yeah, I think it's a 10-win team. Easily. Yeah. And I'll say easily.
Again, yeah, it better be. Otherwise, what's the point of all this, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they said that he needed a comfortable quarterback. You got weapons. He played with weapons before. Mm-hmm. Played with the best damn receiver in football.
He did.
He got an all-pro tight end.
He did.
He had
they won a lot of games.
A rookie that won. A rookie that had 10 touchdowns.
They won a lot of games.
Nice offensive line.
13-4.
And won a lot in that. 13-4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But still, they lost in the first round.
They did. They were 0-1 in the playoffs.
So 13-4 here, losing the first round on me, that's not success.
No, you got to win a playoff game.
Yes.
I said the day after Kirk Cousins got signed, say it all through it, and who knows, maybe, again, the ceiling can raise if you see them play better. No one went into that 16 season saying that the ceiling for this team, the expectation is winning a Super Bowl. But by the time you got to the playoffs, you're like, damn, this is the best offense in football.
Like, can't nobody stop
the
these dudes.
The defense is good enough. They come up with plays here and there. Mm-hmm. That was by no means a special defense, but they were okay, and they were good enough, obviously. But by the time the end of the season came around and they put up 40 points five different times and they were blowing teams out, it's like, damn, who knows? Like, this could be a special year. Hopefully we get to that by the end of the season this season. But the floor is at least a reasonable expectation of being good.
Yes.
And there's a lot of different reasons for that. And we've talked about it. We'll continue to talk about it. And it's very exciting. Similar to what we'll say and have said about the Braves, except for the floor is a lot higher
right.
for the Braves.
Right.
Honestly, this is crazy to say, but it's real. The floor for the Braves is 100 wins.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. If they don't win 100 games, something went wrong.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous to say. Like, that's how good they are. That's how talented this roster is. You know, injuries can happen. And
anything.
Baseball's a long season and all kinds of stuff. But, like, if the Braves don't have 100 wins at the end of the year.
Something wrong.
Something drastic will have had to have happened. And hopefully it doesn't, you know?
God, what a horrible – this is a horrible quarterback-played game.
Yeah, let's just – this game is –
let me turn this.
Yeah, it's on. We don't have to pay attention to it. Let's – this game is distracted from what we're trying to do. We've unfortunately gone 2 years into the past and felt like – cleanse your mind of that.
There you go.
Now you got some basketball highlights from last night. That's a lot better. Speaking of basketball highlights from last night, Georgia is
let's
on
go,
to
Dom.
The Final Four
go,
in the NIT. Speaking of college basketball –
we want Indiana State, baby.
Brad Nessler's going to join us in about 15 minutes as well. He called a handful of the first couple of rounds games. He was in Salt Lake City, by the way.
Yeah.
And Brad Nessler's a guy who likes to have a good time.
I wonder if he went out and had a great time.
It's just a good question to ask Brad. What did you do? What did a fun guy do
in Salt Lake
with a few days in Salt Lake City? he also got to call Arizona and Gonzaga a couple times, and they're on to the Sweet 16, so we'll ask him about that. I'm also just interested in I mean, it's a big change for the network that he works for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been the home of the SEC forever.
Right.
As long as I can remember, you watch SEC football mm-hmm. on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a great job sort of taking the baton and carrying it the last handful of years after Vern Lundquist retired. They don't have the SEC anymore.
Right.
It's going to be Big Ten, and that's good football. It's different, but like, I'm just really interested in sort of what that's going to look like and talk to him about what that process has been like for him, too.
Well, I mean, I'm sure because Brad has been calling games for a long time. He's been in the business for a long, long, long time. And so you look at it, you know, you're always – because I know they were doing, like, different type intros, the new intro and everything, and they're using the CBS music, but they were using the Big Ten schools in the intro and everything, which was kind of ticked me off a little bit.
Yeah, so not only that, but it's like, okay, so you're using that song,
right.
which is the CBS on SEC song. I guess it's just the CBS football song.
Right.
And also the UW is in the Big Ten.
Yes.
So that song now applies to UW football.
And now they're going
to
have –
that's weird.
They're going to have
that's
your
just
school –
weird for some of us.
They're going to have your school panned in.
Yeah.
Which is going to be really cool.
Yeah, they'll have to have the flyover of Husky Stadium and all that stuff. But it's like, yeah, man, I don't know. Again, if Brad needs any insight on UW football,
you got
this guy. I got
you
a little
got
scout
him.
For him if he needs a little help. Let's get to the big story of the day here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom! They did win this game.
A great person.
They won the Panthers game.
They did?
Yeah, they did win a game.
He enjoys being coached. He's a bright kid.
I thought they lost late.
Pushing hard out there.
Okay, they did.
He really loves the competition. But as we also know, sometimes kids don't make the best decisions. The older you get, sometimes the tougher the consequences are for your mistakes. So he's not going to let this mistake define him. He's embarrassed. He's upset. He knows he's made a mistake. It's a teaching moment. And we hope he gets better from it.
So that's Kirby earlier this week talking about Trevor Etienne and his arrest over the weekend. They've since said that it'll be handled internally, which,
right.
I mean, it'll also be handled externally because he was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
However that plays out, we'll see. But it seems like if history tracks and you look at how they've handled stuff like this in the past, and unfortunately they've had to handle stuff like this in the past, he'll probably miss a game. The first game they play is a pretty big one.
Yeah.
Against Clemson.
Yeah. And there's a difference between being dumb and being a dumbass. There's a big difference.
Sure.
And what I mean by that is if you did this something dumb, this is not your character, you just did something dumb, you know, you can work your way. But if this is something that, you know, is a continuously problem, then you're a dumbass. And from what I hear, from what Rusty told us today about this young man, he just did something dumb. And it's really dumb considering what this program and how much of a microscope you guys are under. And you are in this car, probably a fast-looking race car thing and all those different things.
It was.
And
which is fine.
Which is fine.
He's allowed to have
whatever,
that car.
Whatever. Yep. But, you know, you in this program, and you weren't even here when all this stuff went down. You know what I mean? But yet, you're here now, and you're up under that umbrella.
Yeah, you are a part of it, even though you weren't a part of it.
Even though you weren't a part of it, you are a part of it. And so, yes, the decision that he made, which I would never, ever say that I didn't make the decision before, because I'm not no hypocrite about anything. I've done it before. So I'm not going to sit there and do that. But what I do know is that hopefully, from what you hear about this young man, that he will learn from this and won't happen again. This won't be a problem. For him. Now, I ain't going to say going to be no problem again for because you got fast kid, you got teenagers.
No,
and
I will say 100% it will be a problem again for someone else. Hopefully not him. But, someone else is going to get like that. And it's just such a tough problem to solve if you really consider the other part of it a problem, which is, I mean, you're just giving 20-year-olds race cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand why. It's NIL. You can afford it. Whatever you're representing a car dealership, or you got a bunch of money and you could pay for it or whatever. Like, that part of it, I of course don't have a problem with, because I want the kids to be able to profit. But it's also not hard to imagine that giving a 20-year-old a race car is going to lead to 20-year-olds driving these cars fast and recklessly. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
So how do you fix that? Well, I mean, you're not going to not give them cars. Mm-hmm. They're going to do it. Mm-hmm. I guess you just have to hope when they do it, bad stuff doesn't happen. I don't know.
You have to, in that situation, in this situation.
It's an unfixable problem.
It's an unfixable problem that you live off of the hope.
Yeah.
That's it.
And here's the thing. Like, I know we talk about Georgia more here than any other program, understandably, geographically. Georgia also has had a lot of these lately, so that's come up too. But every program across the country is going to be dealing with this. I mean, that's just the reality of the modern NIL era, is you're giving these guys all this money and all these cars, and they're 20. They're going to speed. Like, I don't.
Like I said, it's an unfixable problem.
Yeah.
But, again, you live, I'm sure that when that phone ring, when Kirby phone rings at 4 o'clock in the morning, bam. Bam.
Yeah, every time.
Bam.
It's never been good news.
No.
Oh, Kirby just wanted to call and tell you that saw a bunch of guys working out.
Yeah, man.
Early.
They're down at the Space Center. Open. They're out there running. Yeah.
They're down here running sprints.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks for the call.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Also, a guy got pulled over. He was drinking.
Damn.
He was drinking and speeding. All right. Brad Nessler is going to join us next. He called a bunch of games last week in the NCAA tournament. Got a chance to see Arizona and Gonzaga up close and personal. They're in the Sweet 16. Also talk a little college football with Ness as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. the MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, here's another Andy and Randy listener.
Welcome back to Andy and Randy, two knuckleheads that actually know what they're talking about.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Twenty minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open for you. 404-726-0929. Thank you to everybody that found ourselves randomly talking about a Week 8 Falcons game from 2022.
They did win that damn game.
Shout out to everybody that got in the mentions and remind us that they actually did win that game. I guess my memory was clouded by the Hail Mary, but then P.J. Walker took off his helmet, right, got flagged for 15 yards. They missed the extra point. The game goes to overtime, and the Falcons did win in overtime. Yes. So there you have it, and I appreciate everyone having a clearer memory of that than I did. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Happy to welcome in one of our favorite guys to talk to, calling some NCAA tournament games last week from CBS Sports, Brad Nessler.
Ness, how are you?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good, man.
Doing outstanding.
Yeah, good to hear your voice today. It was good to hear your voice last week. Love hearing you on tournament games. I have to wonder, like, you've done a lot of stuff. Like, you've called a lot of games. You've done a lot of big events. Where does calling tournament games rank for you still?
It's still really a lot of fun, Andy. But, you know, when I was in my 30s, when I did four games in one day, I didn't like it much. And I'm not in my 30s anymore. And so I don't like doing four games in one day very much. No, but once you get into it, we have kind of a running joke. What's the worst day of the week when you're on the road? Is it the four games in one day, or is it the preceding day where you go to eight practices in one day? And we've come to the conclusion the eight practices is worse, because at least on game day, there's excitement, there's energy, there's adrenaline, all that stuff. The Wednesday I could do without. The Thursday is pretty fun. Once you get two games out of the way, it seems like a breeze when you only have a doubleheader then an hour later. But it's still a lot of fun, and had a lot of great energy out in Salt Lake City. Folks were great. Place was packed. It was good stuff.
Okay, so because I saw that that you were up there in Salt Lake City. We were trying to figure out some things about Salt Lake City. Now, you like to go out, you know, between games and stuff, you know, go have your nice steak, maybe a martini or two. What is it like for Brad Nessler up there in Utah? What is it like for you in Salt Lake?
Randy, you got it so wrong, man. So that might happen during football season. But you get out there. I got out there Tuesday night. I went to our second floor room that we have, you know, the whole time we're there. And everybody else was eating. And I ate on the plane. And so I'm like, okay. I still have some work to do, so I worked and tried to adjust to the time difference. Went to bed, get up the next morning, went to practice right away, and practiced, like I said, eight practices that day. Came back. Let's see. I guess we had food delivered that night. Same room on the second floor. We did have some beverages there, you know, at all times when we had the meetings. And then you get up the next day, and you go do four games, and then the most fun I probably have is after the four games is over. But we still go right back to the second floor room, and now you can let your hair down a little bit. You take the tie off, you have a cocktail, then you have another one, and then you go, I'm staying up too late. I should go to bed, and then you don't. But I didn't see anything except the arena, my hotel room, and the second floor room that we had for meeting. I never got out. I don't know what Salt Lake City looks like. We were leaving town from the airport, and I said, wow, this seems like a pretty city. Now, when I opened the curtains and everything in the morning, I go, wow, the mountains are nice. That's about it.
So Salt Lake City really had nothing to do with it. That could have been Detroit. Yeah. That could have been Atlanta. That could have been any city. I mean, you're just going hotel, arena, doing work and all that.
And we always say, you know, we don't want to go to this city, or we do want to go to this city. We never get the we do want to go to. So it doesn't really matter to me. Once you're there, you're locked in, and you're just like the team. So you practice, you play, you eat, you go to sleep, you start all over again the next day if you're lucky enough to win.
The two teams that came out of the games that you called were Arizona and Gonzaga. Do you think you saw a national champion there?
I think they can keep going, one of them or maybe even both of them. You know, Arizona was one of the five teams that was ranked number one this year at one time or another, and they started to play like it. I thought out in the tournament, you know, they've they've won 15 games this year by 20 plus points. So when they're on, they're pretty much on. And then they were on in the, you know, the whole weekend. I guess Dayton gave them a run late in the first half and got the lead down to 7. And then I think they got it down to 5 in the second half. And that's when, you know, the fans start coming to life for the underdog and all that kind of stuff. So early in the second half, there was a little bit of doubt, but they didn't leave any doubt once they got going. They've got Caleb Love, you know, that came over from North Carolina and player of the year in the Pac-12. And Umar Ballo is all Pac-12 too. And, you know, he can match up with most big guys. I don't know if he can match up with who they have to match up with. He's still giving away 5 or 4 inches, I guess, to Zach Edey. So I like that matchup. I think that's going to be a really fun one to watch, Purdue and Gonzaga. I was talking about Arizona. Gonzaga and Purdue, I think, should be a good game. They played lights out in the second half, man, against Kansas. Mm-hmm. They were down 1 at halftime, and they came back and won going away. Mm-hmm. So if Arizona and Gonzaga play like they did in, you know, for the most part of the first and second rounds, I think they could maybe keep on playing. I think Mark Few's done an unbelievable job, man. I had him against Kentucky first week of February, I think it was, and they were like 17-6, something mm-hmm. like that, and they had hit a little bump in the road or two where their fans weren't even believing in them. And they played in Lexington, and we were at practice, and I said, well, what do you think? And he said, well, you know, so we're playing a little bit better. He said, if we could get this one and then get a little, maybe a run in our tournament, maybe we'll at least make the NCAA. And here he is going to, you know, ninth straight trip to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane.
He's an unbelievable coach. I don't know who votes for Hall of Fame and all that, but if his name doesn't come up like the next time they vote, there's something wrong. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get your thought process on the fact that, you know, we were talking, you used Michigan, Kentucky, and they lost to Oakland. And you heard Coach Cal talk about maybe trying to do some things different. Do you think it's more or less him trying to find some – because these kids aren't staying in school long. So is it him trying to go find these transfers, like a kid from Oakland or somebody, or one of these Ivy League schools that might help him balance out trying to have all these 19-year-olds?
Yeah, I think he has to. I think that, you know, the one-and-done thing has had its day come and go, I think. A couple years ago, I got a kid from Stanford that was a really good player, and he had just enough veteran guys around, and that guy just helped the cause. He was like a fifth-year kid. I can't remember his name right now. And that was a pretty good team. And the guys, you know, the guys he's got now, we know they're a lot of first-round picks and all of that. But the way it's going right now, he's got to change something. And to even have a meeting with Mitch Barnhart yesterday
mm-hmm. – right.
to come out and say you're still going to be coached, that's a little bit scary.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't be scared if I was, you know, going to get $33 million if they fired me. But nonetheless, he's got to do something a little bit different. And I don't know. I don't really know how he does it. I guess he's just got to hit the transfer portal like everybody else.
Brad Nessler joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, CBS Sports, college basketball, college football, has called everything for a pretty long time. And that's where I want to tap into your reference here, Ness, just with everything that's changing and has changed in the last couple of years, specifically in college football, but I mean, a lot of things have changed across the board. You've been doing this for a while. Like, what part of all this change maybe has surprised you the most? Maybe you think this part's going a little bit too fast. Just what's your perspective on everything that's gone down in college football over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, Andy, I'm kind of like, you know, Nick Saban and some other guys that, I'm not saying I'm going to quit because of NIL. I don't really care. I'm glad the kids are making money. It's just weird because I can see it in all the coaches I talk to, especially the veteran coaches, the guys that have been there, done that. Now, the young guys that are up and coming, you know, they're still trying to get to that $5 million a year deal, you know, to coach or more than that maybe. But the guys that have already made their cheese, man, they're like, I don't know how much longer I can do this. You know, Bill Self told me during the regular season, not the tournament, did a game in Lawrence against TCU, I think it was. And we're just at practice, and he said, Brad, man, he said, I have the greatest contract in the world. I really do. And he does. He's got the highest paid contract in the world, and it's pretty much a lifetime deal. And he said, I don't know if I'll make it past the next 2 years. And I said, why? And he said, because I got a kid on my team that doesn't play that's making $300,000 off trading cards. And so, you know, you can't fight that. I mean, it's everybody's looking for the next best deal. And so there's no like, oh, that's my alma mater. You know, right. you can end up with five alma maters. And so that's been the biggest thing, I think. And it drives me a little bit crazy because I have to do more work to figure out how many schools they're
right,
at
right.
before the school that I'm calling, you know. I have to look back and go, oh, yeah, he was at San Diego State and then Utah State and Virginia Tech before that. And, oh, yeah, now he's playing for so-and-so. That's probably the biggest thing, and it's just happened in the last couple of years, as we all know. But it's changed the mentality of the players, I think, quite a bit. They know that they kind of are – they're looking at the coaches going, what can you do for me because so-and-so can? Mm-hmm. And I know that drives coaches absolutely bonkers because they didn't have to deal with that before. And so that's the biggest thing I can think of in the last couple of years.
Hey, Ness, I know it's not going to be the SEC. We know that. We know that the landscape has shifted for CBS. I don't know if everything's been made official or what's public or whatnot, but what can you tell us about the football coverage this fall that you're involved in?
Yeah, I'm doing the Big Ten on CBS at 3:30. So with Gary and Jenny, nothing changes except the locations. And I'll probably have to have some warmer clothes. Although I'm not sure. Now it's the Big 18. I might be out in Oregon and UCLA and USC, and you know, living the dream on the West Coast and taking red eye flights. Yuck. So football's football. At least I had, you know, the two greatest conferences in the country. I worked at one for a long, long time, and now I'm going to the other one. It's not like I'm going to some rinky dink conference. I'm going to the other one that's the premier one. So it'll be a little bit different. You know, I'll see some of the old sites. I started off in the Big Ten. Gary and I started together in the Big Ten at ESPN. So we'll see some of the old sites that we saw before and some new faces along the way.
It will be very fun to get to hear you call Washington Huskies games. That would be, selfishly.
Yes.
That's going to be very, very fun.
Yeah,
I'm looking
very,
forward
very,
to that.
Very, 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 very.
Looking forward to that, Ness. Thank you so much for the time, as always.
Appreciate you, Ness.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, bro.
Brad Nessler there, CBS Sports College Basketball, called a bunch of tournament games last week, looking ahead to the fall. Big Ten at 3:30. Washington, Michigan, national championship rematch, or whatever.
Y'all playing with you, right?
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, the schedule has come out?
It is. I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They are. I don't remember when it is, but yeah. That'll be on there. It's going to be weird, man.
Yeah.
We're the Big Ten now. Yeah, right. That music.
Yeah.
It's the Big Ten and Washington's playing in it. Okay. Whatever, man. We'll figure it out. Like you said, football's football. It's still awesome. The AMA coming up next. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Phone lines, a couple available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We will start with Fred in Lawrenceville. Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Randy. Did I hear you right the other day that you liked McDonald's bagel sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, I think you did say that.
Oh, yeah, the
that
steak
was a while,
bagel.
That was a while
Yeah,
ago.
That was a while. Yeah, the steak bagel.
They're back.
Oh, yeah.
Had one this morning. Oh, my. Brought a little tear to my eye. With that being said, what is your favorite breakfast?
Oh. Ooh, yeah. My favorite. Breakfast, like out breakfast or anything? Like my favorite place to go to breakfast?
Go that way with it.
I mean, you can't lose a Waffle House. That's what they did this morning. She goes takes him to Waffle House for his birthday in the morning. But I tell you, I can never remember the name, but that place under our apartment in San Diego, best breakfast burritos in the history of life.
And I love a breakfast burrito.
They were so thick, Andy, and they had potatoes. I hate potatoes in the bagel, in my burrito.
Ooh, I like on a breakfast burrito,
no,
I like
hate it.
There's a place called The Daily that has a breakfast burrito over there, kind of like by Topgolf.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good breakfast burrito. Favorite place to go to breakfast? There's a place called Rev Coffee in Smyrna that we go to a lot of Saturdays. Really good. Breakfast really good. Sandwiches, really good coffee, all kinds of stuff. Quiche.
Quiche.
For the quiche lovers out there.
For all the quiche
All the quiche lovers. It's a good spot. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, guys?
Adam.
Hey, I got two of them. Okay. One for both of y'all and then one for Randy. But this year, you know, I'm trying to evolve and all that, like everybody by this age. But rather than get mad at the TV and say a bunch of stuff that I shouldn't be saying at home, what do you think if I view the Falcons as an expansion team with a veteran quarterback coming in and a bunch of young guys and try to forget the past and view it that way? And for Randy, how do you think you would fit into this new kickoff rule as a younger man coming into the league?
Thank you, Adam.
Appreciate it. Man, I was really good at stock blocking. And that's what a lot of this is. It's just stock blocking and things like that. The biggest thing for the kick team is all about shock and shed. That's the biggest thing that you have to do. And because the one thing about when you're talking about shocking is when you get your hands on, you press them off of you because you can't guess the side. Mm-hmm. Because you guess, you're going to open up a damn gap.
Right.
So everything is about gap control, shocking and shedding. And then on the guys who are the blockers, it's all about stock blocking and just staying in front of them. I'll be all right.
As for the first question, that sounds like a good plan. But it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
No.
They just spent a whole bunch of money on a veteran quarterback. You know they've got good weapons on offense. You've been frustrated for the last 6 years. If they're not good by October, you're going to be very
You'll mad. Be very upset.
I like the mentality, like to try to keep your blood pressure down and all that kind of stuff. Nah, man. Here's the thing. I think they're going to be good, though, you're not going to have to worry about it. All right, DJ is in Gwinnett. Hey, DJ.
Andy and Randy, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, D?
All right. Just real quick, two things. I know y'all was talking about pet peeves the other day, and my biggest pet peeve is these young men that be walking in people's houses with their pants sagging.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah.
So real quick, I went to my niece, went to my sister's house, and my niece started dating. And the guy walked in, I'm talking about with his pants sagging, man, so bad, I turned around and just told him to get the hell out.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. Straight up.
Yeah.
So am I wrong for telling him to get out, man?
No,
absolutely not.
You're not.
All right. I'm glad, because my niece started crying a little bit.
Oh, that's right. if he crying, if she don't want to be with him?
He said she was crying.
Oh, she was crying. She was crying. Oh, my bad. Oh, well,
she started crying.
She'll get over.
But I told she'll be all right.
Yeah.
And one last thing. With the Falcons signing Kirk Cousins and the receivers, Do you think they kind of cashed up now? We can't go sign a big defensive end. It's kind of like we went back to Matt Ryan and Julio. I hang up and listen.
There's no Julio.
There's no
unfortunately.
Julio.
I wish there was. But yeah, they don't have a lot of money.
They
right
have
now.
No, their defensive help is going to have to come from the draft and guys who are cut off teams.
Yeah, there could be some veteran cuts in camp.
Yeah.
And Calais Campbell's still
Calais
a possibility.
Campbell's right there. I know Ross said he talked to him and everything, so we'll see. But, yeah, don't be worried about that young man. Like, these young,
maybe you taught him something.
Maybe you did. Maybe you taught him that it's 75 damn degrees and he don't need a hood on. All right?
Yeah, man. It looks very hot to be cool these days.
It does,
you know
dog.
I mean?
Like, this,
it's like
you
92
got a, you
out.
Got a hoodie on.
You got
hoodie.
Skinny jeans on.
Yes.
Pulled down to here.
With socks. No, hold on. With socks and slides.
Or big chunky shoes.
And a hood.
And a hood.
And over your head.
And sometimes a jacket on.
With 85 damn degrees.
I got, like, athletic shorts on and a t-shirt, and I'm hot.
Yeah.
Like, how can you possibly? And maybe you're just cool. I don't know how it is. When did, because that call
know.
That we just got right there, that could have been my parents when we were kids. Now, I wasn't ever doing that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's been the criticism from the older generation of the younger gen. Pull your pants up.
Yeah.
When did people start doing that?
I don't know.
When did people start pulling their pants down and walking
around? I never did it because even when I wasn't around, even when I was grown, old enough to live on my own or whatever, I never did it because I always was in fear of Angel.
She might be there.
She might be
there. She might show up.
I know she's in Virginia and I'm in Fort Valley. But somehow or another, she going to pop up. This is never my thing. And, like, my boys don't do it.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't play. No, no. I don't play that.
Yeah, because you've made it clear.
Yeah, I made it crystal clear with my sons. Pull your, don't walk. We don't walk around our pants and our butt hanging out. No. But they know this is something that I'm still them young.
Sure.
You're a certain age. Only person in my house without a shirt that's a male is me. If you're out swimming and everything, coming out with no shirt. But if you walking around my house and your shirt with no shirt with no shirt on, we got a problem. But put a damn tank top or something on. But that's just me. That's how I'm gonna raise me.
But and that's your house. It's your rule.
Yeah, you gotta just walk around with a damn
you
shirt.
You do whatever
on.
You want. I can't wait for that conversation to happen.
What?
hey, Jack,
yeah,
pull your pants up.
Yeah. You want to say that to him?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. No. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't think I'm going to have to.
No.
I don't think it's ever going to have to be communicated. I think he's going to be probably just no.
Right.
But, yeah, that'd be really funny if he came home one day. I don't know what age you start to think you can pull that off. He comes home from, like, sixth grade or something like that.
Have a pants sagging? Because I'll tell you how I got caught. This is,
I'm just pantsing Andy, in front of a girl.
And this is exactly how, because this is what usually happens. If you got a parent like me, you'll wait till they pull off or something, and then you'll pull them down. You should have seen me try to do it and was walking with that hard-ass dap. Hard. That dap was so hard how I was walking with my pants sagging, and all I heard, Randy, pull your damn points up, boy. And look back, Angel ain't pull all the way out the parking lot.
Angel, look back. See, but that's just good parenting.
Yeah,
well, it only took once.
One time.
It's just good, solid parenting.
Yeah, all right, pull your damn pants up.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Are you guys' microphones working yet? Or no? Okay. Both of you? Okay, great.
Catch it, spread it. Pass it out.
NIT fever. You can get it, spread it, pass it on. Randy says there's a difference between dumb and being a dumbass.
It is.
Don't be a dumbass.
Don't be a dumbass.
All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.